from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is that time here. And last night was a big one.
It's the final countdown.
We get a Phillies win. We get a Braves loss. And it chops that magic number. Hugh Douglas, we are down to 23. The Phillies'
23.
Magic number to clinch the NL East is 23. Their magic number to clinch a playoff spot is now down to 19.
What do we do when they clinch? I mean, not the playoff spot, but when the
division?
East. Yeah. Get a T-shirt.
You want a T-shirt? I'm trying to win a World Series. I don't know if I want
but
an
I'm just
LA
saying,
T-shirt.
This is the first time we've done it in a while.
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, it is. How do you think their celebration's going to be? Because they've celebrated.
Baseball celebrates every
little
advancement.
Step.
Yes.
But we haven't seen them celebrate a division because celebrated.
They haven't won the division. I think they deserve to celebrate.
No, and that's what
long
I'm saying.
Season,
no
yes.
disrespect. Wasn't trying to be like that's the only thing that you want.
Unbelievable.
But baseball, they celebrate everything. They popping bottles after every division win.
They do. The wild card round, divisional round, NLCS. So 23 is the number. Obviously, the rest of this weekend goes a long way. If the Phillies can sweep this thing, they would chop six more off the magic number. We'd walk back in here Tuesday with the number at 17. That would be a big weekend. They get even just two out of three more the rest of the weekend. It'd be under 20 for the magic number for the National League East. All right, so now that we established the numbers here, we got to establish this. Hugh Douglas, are you willing to move off your positions?
What position?
Well, two that you took this
you
week.
You mean apologize to a grown-ass man for doing his job that make
one,
way more money than me?
Number one, apologizing to Nick Castellanos.
Grown-ass man.
Totally a grown-ass man, and one that is
that makes way more money than me.
Yeah, but they all do. I mean, they're in the major leagues. We're doing a radio show.
I'm just saying, Joe.
Apologies in order as you stood idle as caller after caller and your co-host ripped this guy to shreds for months. You stood idle, guilt by association. One more chance before we close out the week, because many people were asking me, will Hugh apologize today?
No, they
today?
Were asking me. Okay. But let me say this in my defense. When you were ripping Nick Castellanos, and people were calling in, that was good radio. I mean, that's what we strive for on a daily basis. We just want to do good radio, man, and that was good radio. So I don't feel like I need to apologize for doing my job, because I was doing my job.
Let me offer you another angle.
Right.
I got to tell you, last night, I enjoyed that home run last night. Guilt-free Castellanos fandom now is where I live in that space.
I felt guilt-free, too. I slept like a baby after that. After he did that, I was so happy. No, you know what I did? I went, after Castellanos put the game away for us and put us in position to win, I started watching Colorado and North Dakota State.
It was a fun game last night.
Yeah, it was a real fun game. I thought North Dakota State had a chance, man. They came to play. They came to play last night. Shadur, you know what? When I was watching Shadur play last night, it made me think of Steve McNair in the sense that the year that they were trying to get Steve McNair drafted.
Air McNair?
Man, he was throwing that ball. He threw for like 5,000 yards or something crazy that year, man. Like, he was there. Because they had the game won. I think it was up 31-20. And Shadur was still throwing the ball.
I know. That was wild last night.
Travis Hunter, though, too, man. Good God.
Yeah, I think he only came off the field for two plays last night. He's a special athlete.
He played like 80 snaps.
Yeah, he's wild. Both ways, touchdown catch. All right, so we've established you're not going to apologize to Castellanos?
Nah, I'm not going to do that.
All right, the other one.
I'm going to go get some of this dim sum, though, later.
Oh, you got a big weekend plan. All right, the other one that we need you to reevaluate your position on. Where are you now on Taiwan as the Phillies laid the hammer yesterday and they said, Taiwan, get out of the rotation.
You know what? I wasn't supporting him. I just thought there was a chance that he potentially would be back in the rotation. But from talking to Scott Fransky today,
yep,
it sounds like they're trying to figure out whether or not Taiwan Walker is going to be in the major leagues next year.
So let me just, I want to make this clear. We were asking you to apologize to Castellanos. The apology for Taiwan is to Kyle and I.
Oh, you mean for what? Yeah.
We're fighting.
You owe us an apology.
Yeah, for having an opinion?
No, for fought us.
Making me absolutely lose my mind about Taiwan Walker and sticking up for a guy who stinks.
Apologize to y'all for that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to do that.
We want an apology.
I don't feel like I need to apologize for that.
Apologize.
Okay, apologize for yelling at me in the meeting.
No.
So we're all being stubborn? We're all being stubborn?
No, this is the hill I'm dying on. No. Because you know why I'm not apologizing? Because I was right.
No, you were not. No, you were right.
Did they not put him back out there?
No, yesterday you said he deserves another chance.
I said that was outrageous.
I said he's probably going to be back out there.
Mm-mm.
And I was wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not apologizing.
Tell me that you were wrong about Tyler Walker deserving a chance.
About something. I mean, and this is just one wrong in the many wrongs
it
that
was a big one though.
I'm going to have some few more wrongs, too. Give me next week. Next week, football start. I'm going to have some wrongs about next week.
Let's just make sure we clear this up.
What?
You're allowed to be wrong on WIP. I mean, literally, mm-hmm. it's 24 hours a day of wrong. Yes. If you listen to the station, it's wrong.
And bad opinions.
All day. All day long. Morning to night. But these are different.
Too late.
These are different. The Castellanos one is about you sat back, idle, guilt by association.
No.
And then the Walker one is, I mean, you had Kyle and I ready to just
here's like, what you can do.
Go crazy.
Can you admit Taiwan Walker stinks?
Oh, yeah. He I can do that. Okay. I can
good,
do that.
Good.
So we've reached common ground. I'm all for common ground.
Yeah, we're good. We needed to find something.
He might not be a major league pitcher next year, huh?
No, I don't think he is.
That's crazy. So with that money he gets, he's going to still get paid, though.
A lot for two more years.
He probably ain't tripping.
Man, that check they're going to cut him this offseason to go away is going to be sizable.
It's going
to
be like Christmas.
$36 million. Please go home.
No, but that has to feel bad, though. Hey, listen. Don't come to work tomorrow.
All right, ever again.
Don't come back. Here, we're going to cut you a check. Go to the account department. Pick up your check, and we will sit. Don't even go in the locker room. Don't even go in the clubhouse. We'll send you your stuff. Don't even worry about it. Just send us an address. And we'll send you this stuff. That's a bittersweet moment, though, Joe. Could you imagine, like, getting your last check, like, getting your severance pay? Because that's basically what it is.
That's a good severance
pay.
That's
a hell of a severance pay. And just say, you know what, don't worry. We'll send you stuff. Don't even worry about it. But I want to go get my clean. No. We'll throw it in the box. We'll send it to you.
I've got a pair of sneakers I really want to bring home. No, Taiwan. Listen, we'll send it. Next week it'll be there. Don't you worry about it. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We do have this pair of tickets here to the Eagles official season kickoff watch party next Friday night at the Link, September the 6th. Kick off the 2024 NFL season with fellow Birds fans and watch the Eagles take on the Packers live from the stadium seats 1 week from tonight. We're doing the pregame right down there on the plaza at 6 p.m. next Friday night before the game. It's going to be a big one against the Packers. Right now the Eagles are, I believe, 2.5-point favorites. But there is one thing quickly before we go back to the phones that we probably should keep our eye on. Dallas Goedert, Hugh, not practicing yesterday with an oblique injury. I think it was it a week ago? I think it was the last time we were at practice.
Yeah, that's the last time he practiced, right, the day before.
Last Wednesday, and then I think he was on the injury report. Maybe he didn't fully practice that last day we were there of camp about a week plus ago. Hugh, I'm a little bit, my antenna's up on Dallas Goedert's oblique. I mean, it was a week ago, and he's not practicing now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to wonder if he's going to be ready to play in this game next Friday.
That's probably, well, you still got time. You got the weekend.
You ever have an oblique injury? Those seem like they could linger.
No, I've never had one of those. It just all depends on where it is. You know, if it's on the side, that might be somewhat of an issue. They're probably just being cautious with him. I'm not sure when it comes to that, Joe. They're probably just being cautious.
Kyle, where's your worry meter on Goddard here? Still no practice, about a week off the oblique issue he had.
I got my eye on it. Mm. The official Kyle Quinn spread for the game is Eagles -3.5. If Dallas Goddard's out, it's at -3.
Oh, so we're moving here in the wrong direction.
Yes, half a point. Yep.
Well, the other part that's interesting is the Eagles don't exactly have the most great depth at tight end, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Calcaterra, who's by all accounts had a nice camp, but he's... I mean, in past years, when they've lost Goddard for a period of time, that tight end production nosedives. I mean, it's non-existent. What was it, 2 years ago? The weeks he was out, it was like you couldn't find a tight end to make a catch for a few weeks. So I mean, they have a lot of weapons. I think they could survive a game or two without him. But I actually think about it more in the run game because he's such a good run blocker. So we'll keep an eye on that one as the week of practice begins for the Eagles for their game next Friday against the Packers. 215-592-9494. All right. Our Twitter quest today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. The Phillies here, after a big win last night, have they regained your trust? 57% on no, 43% on yes. A little surprised by those votes today. Josh in Redding. Josh, what's up, pal?
Not much. How you doing, guys?
Oh, Josh, we're good, buddy. What do you think of your draft now that it's settled in?
Oh, man, I just heard that Goddard news, and I just put my head down.
Oh, you have Goddard, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I began some ribbing some friends. I posted it on Facebook, and they said, "What were you doing up there?"
Well, that's the best when you show anyone your fantasy draft. Some people will say you're going to win the league, and then everyone else says you're an idiot. What did you do?
Yeah, that's what I got. So I'm going to start off with positivity. Last night, the Phillies game, that was amazing to see our guys get in the grind, win a game that against a decent team. I mean, Atlanta's got some injuries and whatnot, but they're still fighters, and they still win a lot of games. So to see them all come together and pull that out win was really good because we're going to need that in the playoffs. But it does not overshadow the Jalen Hurts thing.
What did you make of that? Like when you heard it again today, Josh, how did it hit you?
Every time I hear it, the butterflies in my stomach just get worse and worse and worse because I just think my first question is, who said that? But, I mean, the answer to that is pretty simple. I wanted to try a Hugh-nalogy here. I have something I was thinking about. Let's say a guy hires me to do tree work for him, and I'm climbing the tree, and I don't know how to tie knots so I can be safe up in the tree. Mm. And the guy tells me, don't worry about it. You climb that tree, we're all good. I, on my own, am going to go try to figure out how to tie these knots so I don't fall out the tree. Mm. Jalen Hurts has big-ass men on the other side of the field wanting to tear his head off. It would be in his best interest to know the protection and everything else involved. To me, it was an excuse for last season, and it laid the groundwork for excuse for a poor start off to the season.
You know what, Josh? I'm glad you said it that way. It's interesting because yesterday when I first heard, I'm questioning why, whether him or the coaches didn't have him shadowing Kelce doing it, right? Like the preparation during the week for the blitz pickup. Like I would have loved to hear him say, Jason was in charge of it last year, but I learned with him and I'm ready to do it now. And he didn't say that.
A lot of things that he could have said and turned it the other way and said, I have a lot to learn without having Kelce here. There's a lot more expectations on me. You know, we don't give like apologies to people. We have expectations for people, and we have expectations for the leader of our team, our head quarterback, to know what's going on with the defense, the offense, the line, and everyone around him. So how many other things was he told not to worry about? To me, it's just almost like a petulant child. You tell him to do something, and they do just enough of that, and then you come in the room and you're like, well, you didn't clean your closet. Well, you didn't tell me to do that. What are we doing here? It makes no sense to me, and it definitely has me fired up. My red flag's up, and I'm concerned. But that being said, I will be there next week, hooting and hollering for our Eagles to get the first win of the season.
Yeah, and it's a big one. It almost feels like a playoff game next week. All right, Josh, give us a food from another state we should try.
I really, this one's like outside the box for me, but I've added a couple weddings. I think that alligator's pretty good.
Nah. So,
alligator is good. Nah, it's a good one,
Josh.
I heard
it tastes like chicken, though.
Yeah, there's some chicken, like the texture, yeah.
It's like a scallop texture with a chicken flavor.
I think that's a good way to describe it. Josh, good call, and have a great weekend.
See, that's the thing with because I don't like the texture of scallops. I really don't like that texture.
I think it skewed more chicken than it did scallops. I'm not a big scallop person.
So you had
person.
Gator? You had gator?
I had a gator burger.
That's a lot, Joe.
That's good.
Mm. So you had ground beef burger? You had ground beef gator?
Mm-hmm. If I presented you with a gator burger right now, you'd say no?
Yes. Especially if you told me what it was. Yes, I would be like, no, I'm good.
Kyle, you ever have gator?
Yes, I have.
Good.
I've had gator nuggets in Florida.
I had them. We had them at the with John Brazier.
Yeah, they almost taste like a seafood version of chicken.
Yes, it's a chicken texture.
Yes, but like almost like a seafoodish like type flavor.
Yeah, I'm good on that. Almost.
Why?
Tastes like. I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's no other way to compare it.
What are you scared of?
I just don't feel like, dude, it's just like gator. No, I'm cool.
You know, but what if it's the best thing you ever tried? What if you decide you love gator after that?
Probably not.
You could put some prickly pear cactus jelly on it.
No, I'm traumatized because, you know, like when I was younger, man, like, you know, being in the country, you know,
chitlins?
Going, visiting chitlins, raccoon.
Wait, you had raccoon?
Man, listen.
Oh, we don't know about
my
this.
My folks are country. We used to eat something. It was called, I think it was called chow chow. What's basically was dirt. Like in Tennessee, it's in Jackson. My father's from Jackson. So my grandmother and my aunties, they used to eat something where, like, it was like the red clay dirt. Like, they used to eat dirt.
What is it called?
It's called chow chow. They called it chow chow. And then they used to eat dirt. Like, it's like down south. It's like, that's what they did. And I was like, no, I'm not eating none of that.
You know, your reluctance to try new things actually makes sense. It comes back to childhood.
Yeah, it comes because, man, listen.
They made you eat dirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm starting to wonder if you has like a tapeworm.
No, listen.
Could be.
It's
from the record.
Like anybody that has southern roots and goes home, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. All I got to do, like most people, when I say from the rooter to the tutor, they know exactly what I'm talking about, Joe. And I'm like, I'm cool.
Well, once you told us about the chitlins, all bets were off.
I got it. Now you're about to make me call my cousin. I'm about to call my cousin, Jeanette, and ask her what's in chow chow, because I don't know. But she lives in Jackson. And, man, they used to eat that.
Clay?
Man, listen.
From the ground?
Yes. It's like a certain, I don't know what part of it is. It's like, because it's like Jackson, and then it's like a little city called Brownsville. It's like probably about 200 people live there. That's where they're from. But, man, they eat all kinds of crazy stuff. They eat wildlife, like for real wildlife. Yeah, no, I'm cool.
Yeah, it makes more sense as you say that, why most of these things are like, nah, I'm not trying that. All right, let's grab Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Joe Giglio, what's the dealio? What's up?
What's up, man?
How we doing, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man, I called up here because I can't listen to anybody bash my quarterback anymore. You know what I'm saying? Listen, here's the thing, right? You want to blame somebody, blame the Eagles coaching staff. You know what I'm saying? Blame the organization because Jalen was just telling the truth. And, yeah, you got these people calling up here, and they make me sick because they want somebody to be who they want them to be. And that's just not reality. You know, Jalen is who he is. You know what I mean? A couple callers ago, you got mad because he didn't sound enthused about a charitable event. Dude do so much charitable things here in Philadelphia. It's not even funny.
Now, Chuck, before you go on, I'm glad you said that. You're right. That is fair. I mean, this week I did see a lot of the schools had to close early because of the air conditioning issue and the heat. He provided a lot of schools with air conditioning. Chuck, I think it's fair to point out he does a lot of things off the field. He seems like a good dude. That is separate than the football stuff. I'm with you on that.
I mean, as long as he go out there on Sundays and perform, people want him to show up the way they want him to show up. He's who he is. Everybody's not Jason Kelce taking his shirt off, chucking bears, dropping F-bombs at a parade. Everybody loves him. You know what I'm saying? Jalen is who he is. He's his own individual self, and I can appreciate that. As long as he performs on Sundays, he ain't out here beating up his wife, going to jail, doing the crazy stuff. He's somebody you can look up to. Why are you giving him a hard time? Because he's who he is. I'm tired of hearing it, man. You know what I'm saying? The guy is
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No mellow dude, but when the game is on, he's as intense as anybody, man.
So, Chuck, one of the problems I also had with it yesterday, and we can try to figure out whose fault it is, but you could put some blame on the Eagles. Why weren't they preparing him for this moment? Everyone knew Kelce was about to retire. This wasn't a surprise. Like, it's crazy to me that either Jalen or the Eagles or both together didn't say, hey, you got to get ready to do this. It's like all of a sudden you got it now. It's on you. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, this organization is blamed any more than anybody. And Jason Kelsey is too, because the organization probably didn't want to ruffle his feathers to get more, you know, to do for Jalen Hurts to do or whatever the case may be, or to collaborate with Jalen Hurts. So, you know what I mean? I'm not just blaming Jalen. He was being honest and truthful about the situation, and he said what he said. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, how can you continue to blame the guy for something that he told the truth about? You know what I'm saying? I just don't get it, man. It bothers me that we up here bashing this guy, you know, for being honest, man, for a question that was asked to him. You know what I mean? It's not like he volunteered this information either.
Well, to be fair, the question wasn't about that. He went there. I mean, the question was just about Cam Jurgens. It wasn't like James asked him, hey, what happened with the blitz pickup? Are you ready to do it? He just said, how's Cam looking as his first year as a center? And then Jalen kind of went that way.
Well, listen, it was in the room. It was in that family.
Yeah. You
know I mean, it was in that family.
It was about the center and the protection, sure.
All I'm saying is the dude is a good guy. He's a good guy, and so comparing him to Aaron Rodgers, which your last caller did, it's insane to me. You know what I mean? They ran Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay. I don't think they ran Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay. That's number one. And I think it was just his time was up. And number two, Aaron Rodgers is a weird dude. That's not Jalen. Jalen isn't that. You know what I mean? From what I've seen. You know what I'm saying? So I can't take the bashing of Jalen Hurts anymore. I just can't, man. And you know, everybody want to bash him because it's Jason Kelsey involved. Everybody loves Jason Kelsey. We all do. We know that. But, you know, Jason Kelsey ain't exempt of any fault or wrongdoing either. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he was the one that pushed that. He wants to be the one calling out the blitz protections and all that. I don't know if it was Nick Sirianni. I don't know if it was Howie Roseman. I just know that Jalen spoke the truth about it, and he has more on his plate this year. The blitz pickup.
Well, that he does. He does.
He can do what he needs to do to succeed with this team.
Yep.
But I'm sick of bashing Jalen Hurts. Stop bashing my quarterback, man. Seriously, man.
All right, Chuck.
He's not a bad dude. He's banned his authentic self. Let him be who he is.
Chuck, give us a food we should try from another state. What do you got?
I'm going to another country. I'm going to Jamaica. And I've been to Jamaica. And I love oxtail. Jerk oxtail is delicious.
Jerk seasoning is quite good if you get
right. I had like jerk fish when they put the jerk seasoning on the fish.
I never had the oxtail. Chuck, good one. We'll get you the mix. All right. I just want to be clear because Chuck was, you know, frustrated about a lot of things. I made the Aaron Rodgers comparison, but I wasn't comparing the two of them. My point was if Jalen is a headache for the Eagles for any reason, I'm not saying he is today. Aaron Rodgers was a headache for a long time.
Yeah.
They didn't care when he was a four-time MVP. And my point is...
because he was playing well.
Right. And Jalen, you know...
But that act wore thin after a while.
Exactly. And so the caller's point was if Jalen doesn't play well, the Eagles could look to move on. And I made the point off of that. Rodgers, he was... Aaron Rodgers didn't wake up one day 3 years ago and act funny. I mean, he's always had a kind of an off part of his personality that probably rubs some people the wrong way. I think he's a little standoffish, a little selfish, a little like me guy. But he was once a great, great player. And I'm sure that there are some people in Green Bay, fans or the organization, that probably rolled their eyes at some of the things he said or did. But if you're winning MVPs, they're just going to say, all right, whatever. We'll deal with it. Once his game fell off 3 years ago, they got him right out the door. And I don't know how the Eagles feel about Jalen. We know there was questions this offseason. They apparently spoke to him, right, about things, leadership.
How to handle this stuff. I tell you what I do know for a fact. Is that Jeffrey Lurie cares a lot about the organizations that he has that gives back to the community. He cares a lot about this Autism Foundation. This is his baby. And I would venture to say, and I haven't been in the building, but I know him well enough to say this, he probably felt some kind of way about Jalen's demeanor on the phone talking about this, because the one thing that I knew for a fact, and when we talked, I mean, I was being my genuine self, but this is exciting. This was a time, and I'm not bashing Jalen for this, but you're fair in criticism when you hear him respond or his demeanor. Because everybody that's come on this station, and here's the thing. I'm talking to Chuck now. Here's the thing. When you're doing a radiothon like the one we did yesterday, and you have all these other people calling, you had Jason Kelsey calling in. Everybody sounded enthusiastic about it. And I didn't have a problem with it, but it's a bad look when you come on and it sounds like you just rolled out the bed. and have the conversation. Now, you might not think that's a big thing, but man, listen, we raised $600,000 yesterday because people got excited about it because we were excited about it.
And the players that are part of these things.
Part of it, yeah, were excited about it. So it rubs, I mean, it all depends on where you are, but it rubs some folks the wrong way when they're taking their hard-earned money and they're donating to a cause and certain individuals are not even excited about the cause that they're trying to push.
And maybe they are excited, but sometimes perception is reality. Yeah. You got to come off a certain way. You got to muster up the energy.
You got to fake it till you make it, man. I mean, and that's the reality. Like I am not saying nothing that we all don't understand. We've all had to do things where we probably didn't want to do and smile while we did it.
Smile and nod,
knowing damn well you probably wanted to punch somebody in the face or whatever, but you, in order to keep that stream of income coming in or whatever it is you had going on, you did what you had to do to make sure everybody in your basically your family circle got what they need.
So what you're saying is you could muster up the energy to smile, nod, and apologize to Nick Castellanos.
What apologize to Nick Castellanos for?
Apologize to the city of Jacksonville.
I'm definitely not apologizing.
No, they're probably still mad at you. All right,
215. Does she do anything for?
592-9494.
I like how this just becomes you just want me to apologize to anybody.
Yeah, we do. Midday Show. We'll
not
come back.
Do it.
Some big news out of the NFC. With that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows that I partnered with Kyle Schwarber and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the Tailgate Beer, and the Jersey Shore Beer. Well, the first, best, and last place to get beer at the Shore is Boulevard Super Liquor, 676 steps away from Ocean City, off exit 25 of the Garden State Parkway. Join Yards and Philly Standard at Boulevard this weekend for samplings and the Yards Tailgate Bus. Boulevard Super Liquors, your Philly Standard Shore headquarters, Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philadelphia. Drink responsibly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.